Welcome back, everybody, on Youth Vox, the young channel of the National Agency of Youth for Italy. We are today recording from Trieste, where we are following a seminar, an international seminar, on rural development, inclusive growth, and youth work. And we give you the warmest welcome in the YU pod, because the hosts of this new podcast series will be us three, me, Ivana, Uremu,
ciao.
And Jekta.
Jekta from Turkey.
Exactly. I'm from Italy. Uremu is from Ireland. And we will be reporting today because in this podcast series, you will be updated on what happened in Trieste in this interesting seminar about rural development. It's going to be 3 days full of activities, rich with a lot of people from a lot of different places in the world, all interested in make some kind of changes happen back in their hometown, and in seeing how we can inspire each other, I guess. Can I ask you guys, before we dive in into the first day, what was your motivation to come here in the first place?
I'm very passionate about civic participation in which is even more key in a rural setting. I am a mother of 3 children, and so it is very important for me to ensure that my children are actively engaged wherever they find themselves. So that's an additional, prompt for me to really get involved and find out how I can engage my children, their peers, and other young people in the community to, have that mindset and that culture of being engaged in the community, giving back to the community, and contributing to social economic development of the community.
Okay.
Sure.
The topic of the seminar, it's very attractive for me, as I'm very interested in rural development. And actually, I'm working with the Minister of Agriculture in my country, and is the main authority for the rural development. And I'm also trying to leading an informal youth group. So both of the that's the main my working official and unofficial works related to the seminar. That's why I was very interested, and I'm very happy now to be here to share my experience and also listening to other participants' experience.
So you have right here just 3 perspectives, but actually the participants are almost 30. I don't know if you guys remember the exact number. But
I heard it mentioned. It's between 25 and 30.
Yeah, and we're from basically everywhere. Finland, we have Iceland, we have Switzerland, Sri Lanka, Turkey, and Italy are the most represented, of course. And then Spain, Portugal. So there's a huge variety, and we are already seeing that we perceive the same kind of issues and needs from very different places. And that's kind of what you were saying before, that maybe this is what makes you believe that you're doing the right thing, or there's something that you're doing wrong. This is the kind of impression we have.
Yeah, absolutely. I think oftentimes when we're working, particularly when we're working in isolation, we wonder if there's a better way out there, if there are other better practices that we can adopt in our community. And then we wonder if we're doing something wrong to have these pertinent issues, especially as you're trying to find solutions and these problems persist. So so far during this seminar, what I have come to realize is we share a lot of similarity in terms of the challenges of rural communities. And so it makes me, it gives me that comfort that we're not alone in our struggles. And then it makes it, it gives me ideas as well, as you rightly said, when people are talking about the solutions and what they are doing in their own setting, it gives me the knowledge that this is something that can be introduced because we share a similar problem. So whatever SWOT analysis they would have done in their situation can be just uprooted and applied to our setting. And maybe some little tweaks in terms to take into consideration the cultural differences. And we can certainly implement similar practices and projects in our communities. So learning from each other and having that positive engagement and collaborating helps us to understand each other and be more interculturally sensitive, because we're becoming a more multicultural society in every aspect.
Absolutely.
I think learning from the other countries to learn the situation there on their local communities, it was wonderful. It was a great asset for us to make a new plan for future rural development in our country, in our communities.
And what about, because you are three from Turkey, did you feel like you had similar problems, or did you find that other people
all of us thought that we have common problems with other countries, but some of them can be a bit different. But generally, as we noticed, most countries has the common problems, yes.
Absolutely. So let me tell you guys, dear listeners, what we did in the first day, which was yesterday, the 28th of March. There was, of course, the opening, so we met our trainers, Angelica and Samir. We had some people coming from the Italian National Agency, Luca and Benedetta, and we're probably going to meet more, I heard before. So there was a kind of an opening about the program Youth at Work, which is a form of partnership between different national agencies in Europe. And then we did the first team building activities, which is what generally happens in a KA2 or any kind of seminar like this. I don't know if you guys joined another kind of activity like this one, or if this was your first experience as well. But I heard it's great for icebreaking, so I think it worked, right?
Yes, it did. It was a resounding success.
Totally agree with you.
Definitely.
It was very, very funny. Then we dived right into the first activity, which was the hunting. We were split into five different groups, which had some names of famous monuments and places here in Trieste, which is an amazing city. And we were given the opportunity to explore a little bit. I thought it was great because we had to answer some questions related with rural development and with the place which is hosting us right now. So we got to know way more about it. We had conversations with the locals. It was very inspiring, especially for you guys who are foreign people. So
of course.
I saw my group having a lot of fun. What about yours?
Actually, we in our group, all of us was a fan of the Italy.
Yeah.
You know, Italy is a dream country for many people to visit also. And Trieste is very nice people. And during this experience, we saw many nice historical places, actually.
Yeah.
There were other tourists in Trieste, and we met them. And we met some local people. They were funny. One of the old lady talked with our friends, very friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never will forget that.
It was very good as well. And a lot of times when we go to, I suppose, a location we've never been before to attend a conference or a seminar, most of the time during the day we're occupied, and when we finish for the day it's evening time. There is very little sunlight and very little opportunity to explore the area, so it was great to have that exercise at midday, which helped us to see a lot of the sites, a lot of the landmarks in Trieste. And this is the first time I am in Trieste, and it's nearly like I'm on holiday, because I was able to, you know, go to the main sites and talk to people. I think we were asked what was the biggest souvenir in Trieste, and that is something as a tourist you would definitely do, is bring some souvenirs home. So it was an opportunity to explore that as well and talk about, you know, the highlights of the city as well. So it was really great, because we had the different groups having the activity. I remember we had a discussion in my group where one of the group members was saying, look, it's just an exercise. I want to enjoy what I'm seeing as well. And I said, yeah, we can do that, but it's still a competition and we have to win. And it was, and everyone else was laughing at both of us. So it was great to have that banter, because for me, I was kind of bringing out my competitive streak. And I know that, okay, some people just want to have fun, and, you know, to see those different styles of people that you wouldn't really see if we're spending all of the time within the seminar. So again, it was a bit of an interpersonal relationship building with the other participants. And if we're going to take it further and, you know, work on networking and collaboration, it's also a great opportunity to set things on the right, to start off on the right footing.
I totally agree, and I was super surprised because I study at the University of Trieste, but I didn't know a lot of things that were asked.
Really?
Actually, so
yeah.
Okay. It was a discovery for me as well. Like, I didn't know they call espresso nero in Trieste. So if you come and visit, if you ask for a nero, they will bring you an Italian espresso. And what about the souvenir? Did you find the answer for that? Did you find anything interesting about that question in particular?
I didn't find an answer, but I bought myself a souvenir. So I got a fridge magnet. So at least I gained something from that exercise as well. So
Haiti, who was the other girl from Turkey, actually discovered from a local lady, she was so surprised, that one of the souvenirs, which is a symbol of Trieste, is a bottle which supposedly contains the wind, Bora, which is the particular wind that blows here in Trieste. So her reaction was priceless. She talked about it the whole...
Interesting.
Yeah, totally interesting. So anyway, we also came back and did serious stuff later. We had, in the afternoon after the lunch, a coffee break. We had an international outlook on social entrepreneurship and social inclusion. So there was a presentation and...
But not boring presentation.
Not boring.
It was very
one.
Interesting. And I think all participants was attracted this... presentation because of the gave us to many new information and about especially social inclusion and entrepreneurship. I think some of them can be very useful for our youth works. I think so.
Yes, also because we are using a platform, Padlet.
Yeah.
So everything remains there. If we want to revise, review what we said, or what we did before, if we want to find content and links that we can use. Even another day, when we go back with our organization, we can also find it there. So I think that's really nice.
Yeah, and that's another great takeaway I have. Padlet, I think it's a fantastic way to just gather all the information from these seminars, because sometimes some information gets lost, and when we're trying to focus on a particular learning, we might miss some other information that's being shared by other members of the group attending the seminar. So this means that whenever we have kind of done or gone off and explored one particular idea, we can come back for a refresher and get more information in the on Padlet.
I totally agree, and I don't know if you guys have found other ways, maybe other digital tools that you discovered during this first 2 days that you didn't hear of before. Like, I never used Padlet before, and I even understood that they said something about some DigiComp or EntryComp that might be interesting in the field of youth work, but I'm not sure we know anything about that at this stage.
To be honest, I'm not a genius at using Padlet because I'm an old person. I'm 50 years old, but using Padlet was very, very useful, actually. So I like it.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. So after that, we concluded everything with the dinner and the free evening. Even the informal times are very useful for us to do our networking activities and get to know each other a little better, get to understand better what we do. And yeah, that was pretty much it, the first day. I don't know if you have anything to add. If you remember maybe the names of your groups, the Italian names...
Oh,
that's a tricky one.
No, I don't. I'm not even going to attempt. I just remember I still have the sticky note on my notepad, and I was going to dash to collect it, but it's too much work. But one thing I'm going to say is I think the hotel we're in is just brilliant.
Amazing.
And just getting to sample the Italian cuisine is also really a great, I suppose, benefit for attending this event. So, yeah.
Yeah, sorry for missing out on that one. I should have asked you immediately, how do you find the food here? But I'm sure.
It was okay. Not my favorite food. Actually, Mediterranean cuisine look like each other, but I will... and tell you frankly, prefer Turkish cuisine.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
We'll delete that part from the podcast.
I will cut it out. It's okay. It's okay. All right, guys. Thank you so much. And I think that was a good recap of the first day. Of course, we had more things going on, and we can surely give you an appointment to the next episode to get to know what happened today, day 2. So stick with us. We will get you later. Ciao.